I will call to order this meeting of the Lincoln County Fair Board for Thursday, January 12th, 2017. Let the record show that Chair Frank Geltner is absent as he's out of town. However, Mr. Beisman and I are present, which constitutes quorum. Were there any additions or corrections submitted to the December 1st minutes?
I have none.
And I had none, so they will stand approved and we will sign the official copy. Okay, other business. First up, OSU Extension 4-H update.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Just a brief update. Our Youth in Action event was held in December. We had almost 50 people building the centerpieces for Meals on Wheels. We built almost 300 centerpieces and distributed those. Had a few extras, took those to Food Share, and everybody seemed very appreciative. So thank you guys for, again, allowing us to do that in the Harney building. With the changes of program at the Armory, maybe some of you are familiar with that. They've shut down our Armory, and that has displaced, in addition to other civic organizations, our archery club and a dog club. And those clubs have relocated to the livestock building, at least until they can find another home. So we are back to using the livestock for both archery and a dog club at this point. They're both looking for other homes because the livestock barn is cold and not ideal, but at least it was an area that we could get them temporarily placed into and keep the clubs functioning. The only other update that I have is that I had a call from Houston, Texas today, which happens to be where our bleachers are. They are on the way. They only left yesterday morning, and they're traveling quite briskly. They're expected to show up here on Sunday, so I will work with Jack to see if we can figure out who can meet them on Sunday, weather permitting. Their travel plans were pushed off a little bit. I think our inclement western weather scared them a little bit, and so they purposely didn't leave Florida for a couple of days, and that's going to disrupt our receiving of them. But we should have them over the weekend, and I'll work with Jack, and we'll make sure that somebody's here to greet them when they show up. You got any fair anything?
Got it. We're just moving ahead. It's you know, now kind of full speed ahead with the new year, getting the website up to date. The thing I thought of this morning was, again, to sort of put the plea out, if you will, for brainstorming on ways to get volunteers and get other civic organizations involved in our fair, and also encourage you all to be thinking about what you would like to see on that Monday or what you might suggest. I'm talking already with OCCC about doing some special events there on Monday for the eclipse and things like that. So just, again, to get those balls rolling earlier. So if you're part of other civic organizations that you think might be interested in participating in some manner, then letting us know who is best to contact. I have found that sort of the cold call does not work in this community, for one, because everybody's already very busy and committed to things. So if you know people who might be willing to champion some participation, let us know about that.
Okay. Do the high schools in the county have science clubs still?
Very few. Yeah. Very few, unfortunately.
Is there whatever they call it?
There's one high school robotics club that has a few members. Those types of industrial programs or extracurricular programs, unfortunately, are just almost a thing of the past with new Common Core teaching techniques, unfortunately. It's too bad. One thing that I can add to a fair update as well is that I attended the Wooden Boat Show meeting yesterday. Had a very cordial conversation with everybody that was there, including Bud. Gave them a little more background on why the decision was made that we simply couldn't move the fair this year, but that we are looking at alternatives, and probably one of the most logical alternatives is a post-state fair, early fall fair. and that I was going to poll my 4-H leaders this coming week in an all-leader meeting and see what effect that would have for the 4-H youth. But assured him that we were committed to working with them, that we even had a little bit of budgeted money to help promote the Toledo Wooden Boat Show. In particular, they were concerned that their youth participation had dropped because of the county fair. And so I proposed some ways that we could spend some money to hopefully get some more youth to their event as well. And that we weren't, even though we were going to move dates or likely going to move dates, that we weren't going to stop promoting them this year. That our commitment to them and to making both events sound was still solid, and that we would continue to do that until we moved dates. So they seemed receptive, and we brainstormed some good stuff, and I hope that relationship is still strong.
Great. Good.
Before we move on to this update here, I would actually like to see if we can get a motion. We're continuing to put together the final versions of our agreements with OSU on both the fair and then some additional services to be provided. And I'm at the stages where I don't want to have to wait for an additional fair board meeting to get authorization to, and probably the best way to do this would be to authorize the vice chair, Mr. Hall, to sign off on these agreements as we finalize the negotiations along those. That I don't want to have to wait for another fair board meeting.
Is there any reason why we can't authorize the chair in the chair's absence, the vice chair?
So that I would actually suggest in this case, because we want to move sooner, that I don't want to wait to necessarily have the chair do it, just authorize the vice chair.
Well, like I said, I mean,
would you
authorize Frank if he happens to be immediately?
Right.
Be fine, but if he's not, then Bill would be authorized.
That's fine.
Vice chair.
That's fine.
So
I just wanted to. I don't want to wait for a meeting to get these things signed off.
Why we did it? I will move. What kind of agreements are we talking about?
Just call it agreements and use the plural, because there will be multiple agreements for the fair and additional services with OSU.
Between OSU and?
Well, and that, I'm still looking at that and making sure we're all comfortable here, either be Lincoln County and or the Lincoln County Fair or the fair.
All right, I'll move that with respect to whatever responsibility the fair may have with regard to agreements, if plural, between OSU, the fair, the county, that the fair board authorize the chair or the vice chair, whoever may be most convenient at the moment, to sign such agreements.
I'll second that motion. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you.
It is so ordered.
So you can grab either one of them.
Anything else, folks?
No. As always, thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's the problem. Thank you.
Hi, Emily. You're up.
Good morning. Good morning. Morning.
Good morning.
Focus. Pick up the litter. Our new buildings are coming along.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we ask the contractor when he's going to be done with the current phase, he says about 2 weeks, which is the correct response for any self-respecting general contractor.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be moving some of our behind-the-scenes operations into mm-hmm. the new space very soon in the next couple of weeks. But our operation in the floral building on the commons is going to remain unchanged pretty mm-hmm. much until late spring or early summer.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do a lot of other outdoor work at the new property before we can actually move the store over there. We are interested in maintaining a presence in the floral building and continuing to rent it as long as the county doesn't need us to vacate. But we're not going to be doing as much business there once the main store operation moves to the new property. We don't expect to have enough volunteers to keep two locations fully staffed open every day. As a result, if we do keep a presence in the floral building and use that as a retail center of some sort, we'll be earning a lot less gross, doing a lot less sales there for at least a while until we can build it back up. So I wanted to ask the Fair Board to look again at our current lease that dates back to 2013 that set a rent floor of $650 a month and a rent cap of $1,300. As I think you know, we haven't been below the cap for as long as the lease has been in force. Really, for the last 5 or 6 years, we've regularly done like over $20,000 a month of rent. So the cap has been essentially our rent. But if it falls back down, I want to be sure the county understands that the rent will be lower than that and possibly as low as the floor for a while until we can build our volunteer base back up and figure out how we can really make this a cash cow once again, in addition to our new space. We're thinking perhaps furniture would be a good use because it has that big roll-up door, and it takes fewer volunteers to staff a furniture outlet because there's less just coming and going and packing and sorting and putting things out on the floor, and it's not very easy for people to slip a table in their pocket and walk out the door, so we don't need to watch them very closely. And while I was at it, I thought there's no harm in asking whether, at least for the first few months of the sort of reduced operation, if the Fair Board would be willing to possibly lower the floor a little bit, because in order for it to pencil out, for it to make sense for us to keep an operation there at all, it obviously wouldn't make sense to pay a rent that's going to be, you know, half or more of our gross sales. So we were wondering if at least for, say, 3 months or 6 months, the floor could be dropped to, say, $500 instead of $650. But obviously the county needs to get a fair rent for that property, so just thought we'd weigh the pros and cons and see what you thought.
What period of time are you asking for?
Probably just during the summer. Perhaps June, July, and August, or July, August, and September. And then we expect that people will get used to the fact that there are two locations and that we will build up business again and volunteer base again and be able to, you know, meet the original floor. But it would help sell our board on the idea of maintaining two locations if I could go to them and say, well, this, for the first 3 months, our rent wouldn't be more than, say, $500 instead of $1,300, because they're all thinking, what? We can't be paying $1,300, you know, rent if we're going to be doing $1,300 of sales. So I'd like to be able to pitch it to them as, well, you know, we'll have a startup grace period.
Well, first of all, you only pay $1,300 if you do at least $13,000 worth of business.
Right.
Other than that, if you fall below $13,000, it drops back.
Right. And so we'd be paying at least $650.
A minimum of $650. So help me with the time frames here. You're talking about three, want to do this for a period of 3 months. And if I understand you correctly, that would be the 3 months when you had the new site in operation. In essence, you're operating both the new site, and you would continue to operate the fairgrounds site.
Yeah.
Now, which 3 months are we talking about here?
Either June, July, and August, or July, August, and September, say the summer months.
Okay, so you don't expect to be in a position to operate the new site fully and this site until next summer.
Right, we're not going to be moving
this.
Right, we're not going to be moving the store until probably June.
Okay. Yeah.
To the new location. And then I'm saying if we could have like a 3 month startup grace period at a lower rent rate, that would make our board more likely to take the gamble on trying to maintain the existing site in some way.
And then if we do this for the startup period, 90 days, and it works out and you continue to utilize the fairground site, then we'd go back to the minimum $650 back, $1,300 numbers.
Right.
And if it does catch on more quickly and proves to generate revenue above that floor, that it would, the rent would still be higher than $500.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, if you're selling well, if you're doing 20,000 now, we'll say if you even do 8,000, what that would mean,
an $800 rent payment. Yeah. So now we wouldn't be asking to pay only 500 regardless of our gross. We'd just be saying, can we just put the floor there just as a safety net?
So we'd still continue for that 3 months if you use your term grace period. We'd get the 10%. It's only if your gross at that site fell below
$5,000.
$6,500.
Right.
Yeah.
That we would potentially drop down, but the minimum in any case would be $500.
Yes. Even if we did only $3,000 in sales, we'd give you $500 rent.
I don't know. I'm inclined to be willing to do that for a limited period of 3 months, and then maybe we all take a look at how it's going. I'm sure you'll want to reassess by then. And
yeah. I'm saying our current lease would remain in force.
Yeah.
You would just waive, you know, part of the rent for 3 months.
Problem with amending the agreement to that effect is
it's up to you to do that. I would note that actually we have not raised the rent on this property for a number of years. That we originally looked at doing the 10% without a cap on the top end of this thing. You actually made a decision not to do that. You instead established the cap at $1,300, and as Emily has told you now, they've exceeded that significantly. Mm-hmm. You've been taking in significantly more
if you had actually gone
with what you've done. So you've been doing a lot of concessions on the top end of this thing. Mm-hmm. I guess I just would wonder why you're doing concessions on the bottom end of this thing.
I see your
that's
point.
Number one.
Well, yeah.
Number two,
because of the community benefit.
No, I understand. But it's number two is that, you know, this is a source of revenue for what we're doing out there.
Right.
If Focus is going to need to, if not, it doesn't fit your business plans to do that, we need to be moving sooner rather than later to reutilize that property. And that could include leasing it to somebody else.
Yeah. So or, of course, we don't know with the master plan whether that building will continue to exist.
Exactly. So, I think I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I don't see the three-month period here, you know, reducing $150 on the minimum. I understand you might need that to sell, but I can't imagine the Focus board, you know, would look the proverbial gift horse in the mouth here on this particular thing and make that decision based on whether we raise or lower that. So I would actually recommend you don't.
No, we understand we've had a hell of a deal from the county.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame you for asking. I understand why you asked.
Yeah, like you said, no harm in asking.
No harm in asking, but I don't recommend doing it.
Let me ask another question related to the mechanics of this. Since the rent payment is based on gross sales, you make the payment somehow after the fact.
Yeah.
Let's say for the month of, well, we're currently in January.
Right.
You won't make the January payment until at least sometime in February after you have determined the total sales.
Right. Our January rent is based on December's gross sales.
Right. But my point is you only make the payment after you know what the gross sales for the preceding month have been. And do you typically pay in the month following, for instance, the last complete month was December, so we would receive the December rent in January? Is there more of a lag time? How do you help me with the time frame?
Yeah, as soon as our sales reports are generated showing, you know, what our gross was, I take that and write a check to the county.
It's been fairly simple for the last period of time because it's far exceeded. It's been more like just a straight $1,300.
Yeah. I do give Amy a little form, rent transmittal form, that shows what our actual gross was and what our rent would have been had there been no cap.
Right. And about when does this happen?
First week of the following month.
So January, the December payment has already been made.
Yeah, we get the I refer to as the January rent for the month of January based on December sales was delivered to Amy last week.
But of course you haven't started any sales of the new building yet, right? Because that's not done yet. So we don't have it.
I guess I suppose, making a change in the agreement and everything involves a certain amount of work. They say after the fact and so forth. I guess I'm supposed to agree with Mr. Belmont to this extent that we just simply leave the existing agreement in place, with the understanding that next summer, after you open the new site and continue to operate the old site, that if for some reason the old site fails to generate substantial revenue, that at that point in time, you might come back to us and ask for some relief based upon the fact that it just didn't pan out.
Either that, or we'll give the notice required by the lease and just give up.
And of course, you're going to have to, on both ends, I mean, this is a mutual thing, I agree with you, that we're going to have to examine if we're only getting $650 a month, whether or not there are other ways to raise additional revenue.
Yeah.
So, you know, well, it's a two-way street.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You'd rather rent it to someone who can make more.
They have to search that.
So. Yeah.
And from their standpoint, I guess if I were them, I'd rather have some experience under my belt, 3 months under my belt, and see what I was actually generating. And then if I wanted to go to the Fair Board and seek some relief, I'd have some facts and figures and come in and say, okay, we're supposed to pay this, et cetera, but here's what our records are actually showing, what we're generating, and, you know, you're either going to be able to continue to pay the minimum $650, or, I mean, maybe your sales are going to drop to $1,000 a month out there.
Yeah, and then you don't want to pay $650.
And then you probably then don't want to pay $500. So it seems to me like maybe this is something that we proceed with the existing agreements, and then after you have your 3 months of experience, they'll need to have a little experience to know what's going to happen.
Sure.
At that point, they'll have the knowledge, and if it simply isn't working, you're not generating any money or whatever it is, at that point then you could potentially come back to the Fair Board and say, okay, now we know.
Yeah, if we're not able to pay more than $500 a month, you're probably going to want to lease the building to somebody else.
Sure.
And, but you and I, you and the Fair Board, we both know whether or not this is going to work and continue to work, or whether we each need to rethink our position.
So if you can convey to the board the substance of this conversation, that we didn't want to make any formal adjustment at this time, but let's come back and look at it after you've got a little experience under your belt, and then maybe if it seems like it's starting to ramp up, you know, that we're willing to at least consider the idea of some kind of temporary short-term relief to allow you that ramp-up period. Let's all reassess at that point.
Summer's likely to be a high sales period.
It's also important, I think, so that we can take this back, that, you know, obviously you've got some opinions that you can look at this and say, if we want to terminate.
Right.
And what we're not doing at this point is contemplating terminating the lease.
No.
So that's important.
Yeah.
I guess, to summarize, I would rather look at some actual facts a little bit after the fact, as opposed to attempt to speculate at this point.
And a difference of $150 a month is not going to make or break our decision whether to try a retail operation there after we
get. And we're not absolutely saying that there would be no relief from $650 if this doesn't work out. We're just saying that we would like to see what actually happens before we consider the issue.
Yeah, okay. No, that's a good principle.
I think we've got an understanding, man. Thanks, Emily.
And thank you. I would like to just reiterate here, I never pass up an opportunity to make this point publicly or privately, that the break that the county has given us on the rent all these years essentially constitutes a county subsidy towards spaying and neutering local pets. I know a lot of people are always badgering, why don't you do more for helping spay and neuter local pets? And so we always tell them, well, essentially the county is, because if it weren't for the rent break we get on the thrift store building, we would not be able to give the $1,800 a month that we give to the Central Coast Humane Society as a spay-neuter grant. And that kind of shuts them up.
That's a good point.
I think also Commissioner Hall, it would be a good idea to share that with your colleagues on the Board of Commissioners.
Yes, yes.
I believe Bill has.
I have, yes.
He never passes up a chance either.
Some of our city colleagues also.
Yeah.
When you meet with the cities.
Yes, it's effectively a generous subsidy.
Thank you, Emily.
Appreciate your consideration.
Okay, you bet. Mr. Belmont, RFP Master Plan update.
Your review committee, which consists of Fair Board member Mr. Biden and myself, we had two representatives from the City of Newport, Derek Tokos, and City Manager Spencer Diebel, Jack Whaley, and Roy Kenyon, have met now with the proposer. We wanted an opportunity with the proposer to discuss the master plan proposal, which they had submitted to us. We had a very good conversation about what I'll call some changes and tweaks in what they proposed to us in terms of both the front end of the work they would do, which is public outreach, and then on what the ultimate end product we would get in that. They are going back and actually revising their proposal, going to give us some new scope of work, new time frames, and new dollar amounts associated with that. But I think, and I'll let Mr. Biden speak for himself, but I was at least pleased with the response we got and the responsiveness to our concerns that the consultants provided, and I'm looking forward to seeing this thing move forward.
Good. Good.
We need a... I was too, for the record, when we started up to actually have the proposal come down and had a face-to-face meeting with them and discussed all of these matters. And I thought that went well as well. And yes, they're revamping and revising their proposal in accordance with the conversation we had with them. Do you need a motion to move this on to the Board of Commissioners at this point, or do you want to
I defer to you in terms of, you've reviewed this enough, and you know what the kind of things are going to come back. It could be if you're ready to go ahead and say, make a recommendation and move forward with this proposal with the changes that we discussed by the review committee.
Well, ultimately, the Fair Board really doesn't have a whole lot to do with the contractual arrangement and so forth.
That's true.
And Mr. Kenyon is here, and Mr. Whaley are here, sat on the review group. Do you gentlemen have any problem with moving forward with the proposal that we received as it will be revamped?
And let me maybe just make a comment about having the two of them there was great, and that they're going to be extremely involved in the process to deal with. Policy decisions will be made by the powers that be up here in terms of what's going to happen out there, but really talking about the practical side of whatever's done out there, what we've developed in terms of long range maintenance responsibilities, those kinds of things. It's really great to have them involved at the get go in the process doing this. And I appreciate their input with that.
I do as well. So you're talking about a motion essentially that the Fair Board recommends that the BOC move forward with the contractual agreement with the master plan bidder.
Well, slightly different.
It's modified by...
Right. I think that the motion would be to the fact that the review committee has found the proposal with revisions as proposed to be acceptable, and that the Fair Board would, at this point now, when that proposal is received, recommend that it be forwarded to the Board of Commissioners for their consideration.
If that's a motion, I'll second it.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I don't see any reason for the Fair Board to actually consider it.
I'm with you.
We've all seen copies of it, right?
Yep.
Let's let the revised one go to the Board of Commissioners for their consideration.
Okay. County staff update. Let's talk about the warming shelter first, maybe. And I think most people in the room know, but probably not everybody knows, that after we worked out this policy and procedure for the hazardous weather shelter, that they were able to secure the use of the Radiant Church for the shelter. However, apparently there was an altercation involving a couple of shelter volunteers, and the shelter was at least temporarily asked to vacate the common, vacate the church property, and so last week returned to the commons and will be there through tonight. Tracy Flowers advised me and advised Wayne that she hopes to have the situation resolved after tonight and be able to return to the church, but we have emphasized to her the importance of keeping us informed as things develop, and we understand there's some issues that if for some reason the shelter's not able to return to the church and they wish to consider continuing the commons, some things we're going to have to address. Amy?
So, with the bathrooms.
Yes.
So I was thinking if they were to be back, that we would call K&K and have them bring two ADAs to put on the east side. Currently, with K&K has one monthly on the northwest side that pretty much is for focus. So it'd be about $200 additional dollars a month for those.
And we'll try to recoup that from the group that's because we're not charging otherwise.
Yeah, we're not charging otherwise, but I think we, I mean, it's obvious that if it's going to continue there, we got to take this step, and I would sure be on tape.
And Jack will just put hasps and padlocks on the bathrooms on the inside, and that'll be that.
Have we had any other issues facility-wise with having it there? Have they been leaving?
There was, I think last week, there was an incident with one of the patrons causing quite a ruckus, then going over to the high school and breaking a window and damaging a vehicle.
Oh, geez.
I have not heard anything from the high school as far as them needing any assistance from us. That was taken care of by Newport PD at the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be. Yeah, we did have some. Yeah. I discussed this with Tracy Flowers because that had me very concerned. It's very clear to them now. They're actually getting some assistance from her brother,
TCB.
TCB owns TCB, so
for patrolling.
They're doing some patrolling. I made it eminently clear they and the volunteers are not to deal with issues like this. That was my concern.
Yeah, if anything flares up like that, they should call 911 immediately or TCB.
So that needs to be dealt with by professionals, not by their volunteers.
No, no.
Well,
totally agreed.
That does bring up for me another thought, which is our current procedure does not require that the warming shelter have any type of security.
Right.
Correct.
But our oral understanding now is that they need to provide that. And then it's not that they have to have somebody there all the time, but they have to have somebody coming in and checking in.
Yeah, and I'm. It is not, however, in the policy and procedure adopted and have provided. So I think that, you know, whether it continues or not, or whatever it is, our policy and procedure statement should be amended to provide in some manner for some security.
Okay.
I'm not disposed to require that there be continuous on-site presence, but the people who operate the shelter would, how are they going to do that? Have TCB or somebody on call?
I think what they were doing is that they were having whoever was happened to be working at TCB was coming in and checking through the site.
They would routinely check.
You know, no different than they have other properties that they
it's part of their security control, their overnight security control.
I don't know that it's a regular check in coming in on it.
Yeah. Okay, I would like to, include that, if you will, in our formally include that in our policy that whoever operates the warming shelter shall provide for at least some sort of routine security checks. Again, they don't have
to be there. Can I suggest that we also,
continuously,
in light of what I had my conversation with her, that we also make it very clear that any issues that arise with folks there are handled by the security and or the city police department.
Yes.
Make that part.
And then also add that if it's necessary, I mean, if we get word tomorrow they're going back to the church, none of this needs to be done. But if you do need to add that shelter group will pay costs associated with placement of two ACA, ADA, I'm sorry, porta potties on site for use of shelter guests.
And they'll be responsible for arranging for the, I'll call it periodic security observation.
Yeah.
And that observation can be done by either TCV or the NPD.
Money is the term reasonable and adequate.
Yes, that gives us a little bit more room.
But please convey to them that and what we discussed and if there are any issues.
Yep.
So Wayne, you're going to alter the
code. Yeah, I actually signed off on the policy when we did this on behalf of the Fair Board of the County before. I'll just revise it.
Okay.
All right.
So I will
move that we have that provision.
And I will second that motion. And also, can we add that then Mr. Belmond is authorized on behalf of the Fair Board to sign the updated agreement?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Anything else on staff update?
Yeah, City of Newport Police wants to use the hall for some training on February 9th and February 15th. They typically use the armory.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the abatement, they can't use that. So they are asking. Jason called and asked yesterday if they could use those two leads. The main hall.
And do we know, is it dog training? Or
No. It's like a physical fitness training for officers. So short of using the restrooms. And I just said, I'd bring it up with you guys, but as long as they left it clean, I didn't think it was an issue.
We don't have any in conflict.
No.
Yeah, the facility's available.
Okay.
And then they set the emergency readiness fair for September 15th through the 17th.
Okay.
And then the HHS exercises 9/20 through 9/30.
Okay.
I guess this does bring up another quick issue. I did have a little conversation with Amy about this and scheduling and putting events in there. I don't see that we're going to be doing any significant construction on the site, at least in 2017.
No.
That, and I know we've talked about this before, but at this point I would say the earliest we could possibly be doing anything significant on the site would be 2018.
Correct.
So I think we've agreed to give Amy direction to go ahead and schedule, or whoever's going to do it, to schedule for 2017 in a normal manner.
Yes.
And we'll worry about 2018 in 12 months.
Yeah, does that make sense? If anybody, 2017 is clear. If anybody inquires about 2018 or beyond,
we don't know.
We don't know at this point.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yep.
You have anything, Jack?
Thank you, Amy.
No? Okay. What about the sinkhole?
At this point, it really doesn't affect fair operation, and we should have it taken care of before fair next year.
Okay.
It will not be a competing swimming pool for the new Newport swimming pool.
Yeah.
Good.
You're not digging it out any
time.
Not until the weather changes and we ask.
Gotcha.
Right now it would turn into a swimming pool if we tried. So.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you give me a call when you guys decide to go and dig that hole up? Retired professional curiosity about what's happened there.
I've got a use for it too. Certain people would be very
It's normally I put attorneys and accountants in the fill out back of the road department office, but I'll change it.
We're renting space.
We're running out of space out there, so maybe we can use this as an alternative.
Okay.
So if we're
done with the Fair Board business, we'll note that our next meeting will be February 9th, 10 a.m. right here. Until then, the Fair Board is adjourned.